Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to have you here. This is a good podcast, the best podcast, the most wonderful podcast in the world, and it's for a number of reasons.
Say it's the best podcast ever in the world.
There you go. So we talk about a bunch of stuff that's more advanced in this podcast. A lot of people are talking about daily events that we have talked about years ago that are coming to pass or transpiring. That is because there is a hidden war for control of the earth that is going on right now that people need to see. I have Double White with me. Double White, how are you?
I am good. And how are you?
I'm good. What's new with you?
I am now AI. Are you enjoying an AI guest on your show?
You're so funny. Double White does so many crazy accents and so many like different. It's amazing what you can do.
Well, that is very kind of you to say.
Were you in acting or how did you learn how to do that?
You know what? It's just a matter of being a jackass and the ADHD or whatever the kicks in life. And that's really, you start focusing on all the wrong things.
Right.
And next thing you know, you've got crazy accents that just come out of you. Right. Willy nilly, you know.
So speaking of acting, we got a bunch of stuff to cover. How about this prime minister of ours? What are your thoughts and what do you think? Is he genuine?
What?
You're laughing. I don't believe it's genuine at all.
Genuine?
So Trudeau has resigned, so he says. Well, he hasn't resigned. He hasn't gone anywhere, to be honest with you. He has not relinquished his position whatsoever. In fact, all he's done is prorogue parliament for a period of 2 months.
If you really want to quit, Justin, if you really want to quit, here's how you do it. You put up with all of the nonsense between here and everybody deciding that they don't want you in parliament anymore. And that vote of non-confidence then drives us to a legitimate election.
Right.
You know, you could have taken care of your party over a year ago when they started to suggest that it was time for you to go.
Well, even if you did have a vote of non-confidence and you lost and then the government had to absolve itself, you could just say then, well, I'm not going to return as prime minister. We'll have somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Why is he doing this?
Why is he doing this? Well, the answer is...
He's a fighter.
No, he's
not
a fighter.
The way he said he was... everybody knows that I'm a fighter. What is with his... That is like the weirdest accent I have ever heard in my life.
He's a hostage. He doesn't really know what to do. He can't really... Like I've told you, I've speculated that Trudeau has blackmail against him. Some foreign adversary has dirt or information on him, and it's being used against him. And we specifically have been covering this in the podcast for quite some time as to why he's in power, explaining, you know, why he hasn't left, and explaining how the trifecta of Biden, Zelensky, and Trudeau, realistically, none of these people can go anywhere. That being said, it looks like they are. Or are they not? This is the question. So remember how we talked about various things and how kind of things work in this conspiracy, this communist conspiracy. So our enemies or adversaries do events. And then you have people or plants or the media or blackmail people in the Western world go along with it. COVID was a fine example. I mean, the Chinese released COVID. They lied about it for, I don't know how many months, 2-6 weeks maybe, let it just spread everywhere. And then all of a sudden it comes over here and then everybody just goes along with it. Like they've seen this act play before. So there really, I believe, is going to be something or an attempt to keep Trudeau, Biden, and Zelensky in place. But Zelensky is a different kind of can of worms altogether because Zelensky has announced that he is just not going to leave as long as there's a war with Russia. So he's in there indefinitely.
That, by the way, I don't think will stick with the Ukrainian people.
Well, that's what I mean. And it's not going to stick if Biden stays, and it's not going to stick if Trudeau stays. But
I have to say, Trump certainly is behaving like he's never getting to the White House right now.
Trump is definitely behaving like he's never going to get into the White House. He is coming across like a very imperialistic, wouldn't change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.
That was the best.
That was
I
want to
change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, I think it's hilarious.
People are thinking it should be called Trump, Gulf of Trump. I think it'd be a great name. Some are saying it'd be the best name for a gulf ever.
Morrow Igloo. For Morrow Igloo. There you go.
For Greenland?
Well, this is the problem is that
Morrow Igloo is a name that I came up with, actually.
Actually, I stole it, I admit. I saw that somewhere, Morrow Igloo.
I heard it was stolen, but I think I came up with it. I think it's the best name. I think that's the name we're probably going with.
See, your perfect accent. It's really kind of, you know, it's interesting because you see a lot of these Canadian politicians, they're really standing up to Trudeau or standing up to Trump, sorry. And they're really trying to act strong and be like, oh, we're never going to be part of the USA. And I say to people, I'm like, listen, I listened to CBC radio on the way here. And it was really interesting because they really have no clue what's going on. They're all talking as, oh, Trump is a madman. He's very angry person and he's a bully. And like, do you not think that there's something maybe going on?
Isn't it funny? The CBC's really changed their tune about Trudeau right up until the minute he resigned. They were like, well, our prime minister is definitely making strides in the right direction for the environment.
Yeah.
And then like suddenly he says he's quitting. Not, and for sure, Polyev comes in and says, we're defunding the CBC. Get out of here.
Right. And these people have really no clue. Like, they're acting like Trump is this crazy bully. And nobody's ever asked him, like, is there a reason why we need Greenland? Is there something going on that maybe you have? Do you not think that President of the United States has access to every single secret? Do you ever think that there's maybe investigations going on that are very classified and very secretive right now that maybe he knows about that maybe other people don't know about?
Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Definitely, yeah. So the question is, why does nobody ask him? And why doesn't anybody say, why do we need to take Greenland? Okay, he would say for national security purposes. Why do we need national security purposes? What's going on in the world? And maybe the explanation would come out, but people never do.
Very terrible people in the world, Matt.
Yeah.
Well, some of the worst people in the world out there. We're just trying to keep safe.
Like, he does have – here's the problem. There is enough people. The problem with Trump is he says shit and then it comes true.
I know.
He makes it come true somehow.
I know.
And so that does frighten, I think, the average person. But I just see him as trolling. And that's why I think he doesn't feel like he's going into the White House, man.
Right. Because it almost like it doesn't seem – something just doesn't seem right. Do you know what I mean? I really my deepest gut feeling is – we are at the point now where Hunter Biden, in my point of view, was going to be indicted of a crime. I mean, everybody says, well, he's already been indicted of a crime and already has a special counsel. But I think the government was trying to prove that he was basically a foreign adversary or a spy. Okay. They had everything lined up. And so if that was true and they were going to charge him with more things, and Joe Biden just comes out with the pardon that's blank, well, you can't charge him for anything for this period of 11 years, that doesn't save himself. Joe Biden hasn't pardoned himself. So right. When he leaves office, what happened to Trump? I'm like, you know, it's a whole can of worms that it's going to open. And really, Joe Biden's investigation is going to spread to, like I told you, Obama. It's going to spread to why Trudeau was put in. It's going to spread to only the blackmailed people and the people who are controllable are put into power. They're kind of groomed. They're kind of put into positions where they're told to do certain things, run for office, be this part of the Senate, be this, you know, run for prime minister. And it's for a reason. It's so they can do their control mechanism. And their control mechanism is events like COVID. It's the events like the Syrian rebels that people believe on the news. It's the events like everything that's happening right now.
Kind of makes you wonder, how does a world leader protect themselves anymore?
I don't know. I think once you sell your soul to the devil, you're basically, you're done. And this is my theory on blackmail is obviously relating to Epstein. It's relating to obviously Yandex and various methods to procure and blackmail these politicians. But definitely a very interesting time. Did you see this? Did you see the Sean Ryan podcast?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
So the Sean
Ryan. By the way, I did see your post with Trudeau being escorted by U.S. Marshals. Did you?
Well, I didn't post that. I just sent it to
me. Sorry.
I sent it to you. Now it was kind of interesting because you don't really know. It could be U.S. Marshals. It could be Secret Service. It was just like, you know, I obviously phoned Agent Whitaker. Agent Whitaker is kind of the original kind of co-host with me.
Oh yeah, for sure. He was like, that's
yeah.
He's going to
they
jail.
They got him. Yeah, of course. The first words out of his mouth was, "They got him." Yeah. And so we both had a good laugh, but it was kind of just, it was just really funny, right? Something is going on behind the scenes involving Biden, Trudeau, this leftist movement. And obviously this leftist movement carries with it a hidden military agenda. And the leftists all cry that the right wing brings with it a military agenda. They're pro-Israel, they're pro-this, pro-that. And like, okay, and what does your side bring to the table? This is the yin and the yang. Mm-hmm. Now back to that Sean Ryan podcast. It was really, really interesting. I don't know if I sent it to you. But the bomber for Las Vegas and the Cybertruck apparently sent an email to this podcast, I guess a couple weeks prior. I'm not going to go through the whole story. And he talked about how he was privileged to some classified information and that they couldn't, they were trying to kill him, but he had an IED and that he was using it to protect himself for whatever reason. But anyways, he goes on to say that the Chinese and Americans share this covert technology about drones from submarines. And China is able to put submarines covertly right off America and use these drones.
Whoa, was I right, Matt?
And
Awakener, was I right?
So you did say something about that, but like I don't fully believe it at all. There's something really suspicious that's going on with this guy.
I never believe anything I say.
No, I believe some of the stuff you say, just not all the stuff all you right. say. So the reason I was kind of like skeptical of this podcast is for a number of reasons. Number one, there's a Vegas, if you look at the cameras, the guy, I believe, did not shoot himself. He was alive when the explosion happened. There's a video camera that can verify that. The second thing of all things is, if you know anything about secretive technology, it's one thing to have like a secret aircraft in a hangar. It's another thing to have a completely secretive submarine. To develop a secret naval vessel where you completely hide the whole development of it, the putting in the water and everything is practically impossible in my point of view, because all these sites that build these vessels are all being monitored by satellite because everybody wants to know the latest tech. There is no submarine that China has that is completely silent that's going to get all the way across the world and then park off the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean, they have submarine nets.
Okay, I don't believe that they're there. I think they have the ability to get there. I think they have the ability to navigate, and I believe that they're small. And I also believe that that's what the drones are doing. I think they're doing exercises that make sense to finding technology below the surface.
Well, the U.S. spends so much money. I think the U.S. launches somewhere like 10,000 sonar buoys every single year. I think it costs them almost $1 billion every single year for these sonar buoys to detect Russian submarines. Now, the Russian submarines are more advanced than the Chinese ones. They're quieter. But obviously, nuclear propulsion, nuclear-powered subs have one critical flaw, and that is, okay, they can go underneath the ocean for a long period of time and stay underneath the water. But their cooling pumps give out a signal or a sign. And this is why it's noticed, or they're noticed. In the case of the Chinese subs, they're just too loud. And there's no way they could put it on a diesel sub and bring the diesel sub all the way across, because everyone is going to notice any kind of time a ship is going to be up. There's too many satellites. There's too many ways of tracking ships nowadays that's never going to be not noticed.
Hey, dude, don't worry about the submarines. There's 10 million freighter ships out there that
that's what I was saying, right? There's enough for
fully
like
armed.
Yeah. There's enough freighters they could just bring into port and they can all have missiles on them. Which makes it a real giant mess. The interesting part is about the Trump shooters or attempted shooter, and these two guys, they all came from Fort Bragg, I believe it was.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So
what are your thoughts on that?
Well, like
MKUltra?
No, I do believe that our enemies and foreign adversaries have been kind of, how do I say this? They've been infiltrating and taking control through various objectives, which means they blackmail people and then people are told to go, oh, your job is to not run for politics like Trudeau, but your job is to go and go in the army, go join the Marines, mm-hmm. right? This has been going on for a long period of time. The U.S. is embedded. Its military system is embedded economically, everything, politically. It's not just necessarily the president of the United States that's controlled. It's much deeper than that. So there's something really fishy going on. I firmly believe that this is all just signals. They're signaling that there's a war that's imminent. Everyone who's kind of involved in this conspiracy knows there's a war. Our enemies see these things happen and know that it's a signal for war. But the thing is, there's something weird about that email. It's almost like an opportunity was given to send some email. I don't think he sent it. It was somebody else that did it, maybe through his system or email network. And it's a counter signal. It's some event. They leak some information out. Oh, there's some crazy technology and it's this and this. And it gets everybody all pumped up and it starts a conversation. Oh my goodness, it's a war, which is what people are learning about. We've told people on this podcast for a long time, stop, like, get past the point where it's a debate. It's not a debate. It's actually, and people are starting to figure out, oh my goodness, they don't want me to debate me. They actually want to do a war. They want to destroy our society.
Well, spy activity is war. It's an act of war, correct?
Of course. But, you know, their biggest asset is taking control and changing things from within. It's not necessarily their technology. Now, this is the thought is, if they really had some secret propulsion system on a submarine, then they have something that's better than the Ohio-class submarine network, and they don't even have to come in the dark of night anymore. They can just threaten us with extermination, and you do what we tell you to do. That's the whole
mother.
Why they don't have it. They don't have it. Okay, this whole release is basically, it's just all it is to for people to look into something and start thinking, oh my goodness, it's a war, and start thinking about all these mechanisms of, oh my goodness, it's a war. Yes, we told you. We told you on this podcast like 6 years ago, it's a war.
What do you feel like the next phase of the war becomes?
Well, like, I think that there has to be an attempt to keep Joe Biden and Trudeau in place. And I've said that from the beginning, because Joe Biden has to stay in, because if he doesn't stay in, they're screwed. Everyone's going to know. And the course of action, which I've said very many times, is that if Biden becomes a traitor, a proven traitor, why did Barack Obama approve it? Okay, so if Barack Obama approved this, who is he working for? Oh my goodness, he's working for the Soviets. Who put Obama in play? Oh, well, it was the globalists who organized it. The globalists, the Islamicists, the communists, the Nazis are all working together. Everything is all a war against Western world.
Tell you what, Jack, I think he's probably going to have to leave the White House before he croaks. I know that you feel that his health is maybe a little bit of a facade.
It's a total facade. That was his initial quest, is to avoid prosecution. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, like I said before, when the mafia went to be prosecuted, they would all claim they had dementia. And they would claim, oh, well, like, you put me in prison for 40 years because... I got dementia. I got to stay at home. I'm sick. I'm old. And this was already started with Biden well before I think he was president. He was already starting to show signs that he was on the way out. So this is why he's acting. He's acting the peace. And Obama and crew all think he's acting the peace too, because they know what he's facing. They know this is why the Chinese hacked the telecommunications grid.
Easy for you to say.
Right. To figure out who was being surveilled and spied on by the FBI that was connected to Hunter Biden. All these things are combined. Iran, what Iran has done, the Islamic regime being put in power, Carter being in office when it all happened, and obviously everything is related. It's all an attempt to destroy us and take us over, because they believe that we're evil. They believe that our society, the way it operates, the way that we have a job and we can make really good money and we have prosperity somewhat, or we did, is evil, and it has to all change via force. They hate us.
I have a crazy question.
What?
Do you think that Obama got to Trump?
No. I think that Obama...
Can you see why I'm asking?
I can see why you're asking. So at the very depths of this conversation, if you really start thinking, you start to wonder if Obama was actually a double agent. If you really think about it, was he the one that was put in there to basically bait the enemy into doing the war and getting this close, and then he doesn't actually work for them? And it's a plant to goat them into the war, and the U.S. knows all this.
And it comes off like this pacifist, sweet guy that's culturally worried about America, has a bad relationship with the military overall.
Right. Well, I don't think that's the case. So I've always said before, he's not a double agent. He's the communist.
That's not your speculation.
That's my speculation, but I'm just,
It's out there.
It's out there. And that's why.
What about the Big Mike theory? Never mind. Forget about that.
Well, Big Mike met Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett and her family were from Iran. They're investigated by the FBI, I believe, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the family, for being communist agents. And she met Valerie Jarrett. So who was Barack Obama's campaign advisor? Valerie Jarrett controlled everything about Obama, from like his agenda, what he did, his goals. She was working to do it all. And like, she would take care of like spying on everybody that was around him to make sure that he had people that were completely blackmailed and like he could do whatever he wanted to do. It's very nefarious. The enemy, listen, we are not invincible. I'll just say that. The Western world is not invincible. If something ever happened, like I always told everybody, Canada...
We look like we're made of rice paper at the moment.
Well, I mean, we did shut the whole world down for a flu. So I really believe that people in Canada, the media, they still are anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. When they just start asking the question, okay, maybe I got this wrong. Is something suspicious going on, Trump, that maybe you have access to that we don't know about? Is there anything you can share on that matter? They start asking
It's his personality. He has an abominable personality. You have to admit it. He's out there trolling the world right now. That's why I feel like he's not going to the White House, because he's like,
he might, but
okay, as long as the camera's on me.
He's trolling Canada because he knows when the truth comes out, Canada is, and our military is going to be completely overwhelmed with all these agents that come out in their vindictive attempt once they're all exposed. And this is why he's like, oh, he already knows that they're going to have to annex us. He knows it. And he's trolling, and everybody's talking about it. And we told everybody 6 years ago, when the war happens, the U.S. will have to annex us because they have to. There's no if or ands around it.
There can't be borders between.
No, there can't be borders. They have to go right to the Arctic, which, again, what we told people on this podcast, what's Greenland? Greenland's right by the Arctic, all right?
What did you call it?
Mara Igloo.
Mara Igloo. That's so offensive.
Yeah. It's very interesting times. I would say
it's a name I came up with, actually. Did I mention that earlier? People love the name. I'm a great namer, one of the best namers I've heard.
You're perfect. I would just caution people once again, don't believe everything you're told. Don't believe everything Trump tells you. Don't believe what the media is telling you.
Fake news. I've said
this before. Don't believe anything anybody's telling you. If somebody tells you, oh my goodness, we got this email from this podcast, I wouldn't believe it either. If China had some advanced submarine that was better than the Ohio-class submarine network and it was very silent and deadly, they would just nuke us and be done with us. They would, like, they are willing to trade their almost their entire population to do this. They have the population to do it, and most of them could survive a nuclear war. Some of them could, versus we have a very small population. So it's their population is just, they view their population as disposable. I hate to say that. So it's very, if they had our military tech, they would just go for it. There would be no coming in the dark. There's no purpose of Obama. There's no purpose of all this stuff. Does that make sense to you?
You're terrifying. Please subscribe to the show. It makes a difference. And now we're here on Rumble. We want to hear from you. Share it with a friend. And maybe we'll
It's really interesting. We're back on Rumble. I guess we're having problems with YouTube, and we're having problems otherwise with audio. We're recording great shows, and everything's wonderful when we listen to it, and then we upload it, and the system does not let us. Things are not coming out perfectly anymore. So we're going to try things a different way, and we'll keep the show up.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Good to have all of you here. Once again, go to theawakener.ca. It's the best website ever.